that brought in.
We never had that kind of material to make it here.
You see, my daddy worked for a mill, Malvin Hill, with saw the lumber up and so forth. And he worked himself. Who opened the first mill here. He made all the doors and windows and window frames and all for the hotel and building houses. There was always shavings, and there was always chips, and there was those kindling woods, and then easily get pine scraps wood. We'd always had a wood stack out in the backyard.
Did you have one of those X-shaped frames that they would put things on to saw off the wood?
Yes, he did.
Do you know what they call that?
I didn't think about it at all. I don't think that's what. Well, that X frame that they put a log down to saw. I've seen it out there, but...
You know what you might, you know, sometimes the carpenters use one that should look like an A. Do you know what they call it?
A ball bench or something.
How about the substance that forms inside of a chimney after a fire? What do you call that?
Soot.
And the stuff that's left in the bottom when the log burns?
Ashes.
The,
what
do other
people call
it?
It depends. It depends on who you are and where you're from.
I'm just saying.
I think I'd probably, no, it has nothing, this has nothing to do with quality. I mean, it has actually, this is just purely study.
It's
just purely,
a study of sectional language.
Right, different people speak differently. That's just a fact of life. And it has nothing to do with one thing
better
than the
other. But you know, here in Miami, we've been to Cosmopolitan town for so long until our language is not subtypical, sorry.
Right, but that's one reason why I've been being very careful to find people that I know that were born here and people that were here early on.
Well, now, how people,
middle state Florida is where you're going to get that southern accent.
Right. I hope to do some work around
Gainesville.
Ocala.
Ocala. High Springs is where our horses live. And go up and visit the town, you'll get it.
There's a field worker in that area now. There's
there is?
Doing, from Jacksonville on over to...
They have a different approach than we do.
Well, you see, Miami was first, people came from the law, flag over the law, this tunnel over the law, and they started Miami. He got the railroad so they were Yankees.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Weaver here.
Well, at that time, they couldn't have been Yankees.
Oh, yes, they were.
Were they?
Oh,
before
yes,
the war? Oh, I guess it was after the war.
That was
after the war. I'm sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
1924 and 5. The tourists did not stay here after May. We had to fight to keep them through May.
Uh-huh.
And the summers were the lookout. No minority.
We could just go
here.
On the beach and pick up our
most of them would leave in April, May, and come back in November. And some of them would come back in September if their children had to go to school.
Uh-huh.
They kept them in school that length of time. But some would wait until Christmas. And
they
would keep their children in school up there for that half. Semester and then bring
them
down here and
finish. Did you go through the school system?
Yes.
All the way through
high school.
Through high school also?
Business school.
Business school.
When we went back to Thomasville, Georgia in 1906, first time I met one of those people up there, her aunts and cousins were living up there. And they couldn't get over the fact that she did not have a southern brogue like they do up through Knoxville and all. She was Aggie, you're nothing but a Yankee. That's all it is. You talk just like the Yankees. And they just laughed at Mother.
Well, practically all my school teachers were Northerners. Practically all.
Yeah, it was just something.
Well, all the people, now I was educated in Leesburg, and most of the people that I know that had been there for as long as the town had been there also had no noticeable southern, you know,
yeah.
as what you
yeah.
might think is southern
Florida,
Georgian.
Yeah, Florida's been a tourist town too. Kind of